Better than great, a plentitudinous compendium of wallopingly fresh superlatives by Arthur Plotnick. Narrated by Richard Waterhouse. Introduction. Praise can be greater than amazing. Not every human trait is a cause for celebration, but one of them cheers me mightily, our zest for praising and acclaiming things we consider worthy. We love to do it. In the course of civilization, we have praised and acclaimed our divinities, heroes, beauties, works of art, and just about every other source of wonder or delight. Praise challenges us to reveal our passions and powers of expression. Deft praise encourages others to feel as we do, to share our enthusiasms. It rewards deserving objects of admiration. It persuades people to take certain actions. It sells things. And so each day we try to express acclaim for exceptional things. A new sushi joint, vacation spot, comedy, sports hero, love interest. But the terms we use for emphasis, terms repeated over the centuries and replicated virally in this one, are now anything but exceptional. Our words and phrases of acclaim are worn out, all but impotent. Even so, we find ourselves defaulting to such habitual choices as good, great, and terrific, or substituting the weary synonyms that tumble out of a thesaurus, superb, marvelous, outstanding, and the like. Sensing that such terms fall short, we pile on the usual intensifiers. So great, really nice, totally cool. We draw from such stock figures of speech as not too shabby or good as gold. We call on intonation. It was so.